Wow, you're absolutely right. What an honor. I mean, to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. It's, I think in his words earlier today, it's kind of overwhelming. It's humbling. And that's how I think we all feel that we're involved with the program, that it's humbling.
And Johnny, I mentioned, you know, you hold such a huge part of the success of this program, and Coach Krzyzewski says it all the time about, you know, your decision to go to Duke and to believe in what he had there, and your All-America career there is one of the most decorated players in the school's history. You must feel really good about the part you've played.
You do. I mean, I feel, you know, I feel fortunate that I had an opportunity, you know, to be a part of what he's been able to accomplish. You know, I used to, you know, people used to always joke about, you know, being I played at Duke University and, you know, helped getting things started there. And I used to always say to him, you know, I was fortunate enough to play for him. It wasn't my, you know, he wasn't fortunate enough to have me come there. I was fortunate to have and had an opportunity to play for him. And I really believe that you could see it in him, I guess, for a certain person back then, you know, that he had some greatness, you know, just some qualities that stood. You know, I think put him a little head and shoulders above others, but it was early at that stage, and it needed to be developed and nurtured. And as that happened, you saw him start to, you know, really take steps and strides toward the kind of success that he's attained.
11-17 in your freshman season at Duke, and from then on, you went 84-21 over the last three seasons, Player of the Year in 1986. Talk about that process there, and about Coach K at that time.
Well, he was going through the process, you know, the journey with us. You know, we started off with a very rocky freshman season, starting, you know, at times five freshmen, and that can be difficult. And we took our lumps. The ACC was packed with terrific players, and we were just trying to make our mark as a team. And
what do you remember about him at that time? Because, you know, I think everybody could say, well, you know, he's had this, it's a train now. It just keeps rolling down the track, and sure, it's easy now, but it wasn't easy then. I want to know about Coach K then and how he grew.
Well, I tell you, he always believed in us and the team. He really did. That, you know, you never could see him waver with regards to that. And, I mean, has he grown as a coach? Absolutely. I only think that you only get better in this business the longer you do it, and he's continued to grow and continue to take the time to learn and get better at his craft. But even then, he was young, fiery, confident, and I think in being that, it kind of permeated throughout the rest of the team, and that belief took hold in what we could do, and I think that was formed in his early years. And of course, as the team grew and he grew in stature, you know, now when the players come, of course, it's a different coach than the one that I played for with regards to starting the foundation, you know, the bricks and mortar time, as opposed to now when the program is well established.